And you couldn't go in if there was a woman serving. You couldn't ask her for a foreign correspondent. You had to wait till she was gone off duty. I knew fellas who'd stand outside the chemist for hours looking in over the ads. Saying, does she ever go for lunch that one then? And when she'd go off, the man would come out and you'd rush up to him and she'd come back out and you'd say, oh, Jesus. Give us a comb. Isn't that true, fellas? Look at the fellas, they know exactly what I'm saying. You had to buy something, hadn't you? A comb was only threepence. I had more combs in me drawer when I was 18. And my mother thought I was going to be a hairdresser. But he went into the chemist shop and he's, you know, he's going, mess, 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 mess. The chemist shop was packed. He was trying to skip the queue. Mess, mess, mess. He said, give me 3 condominiums, miss. And she says, don't you dare miss me. You give us 4, so. Obviously. I'm sorry. He obviously got confused. She got very excited, but anyway. So being in the chemist, he decided, you know, if it was going to be a long weekend, that he may have needed, you know, a bit of help, you see, for what he had in mind. So he said to the guy in the chemist, he says, could I have a package of them old Vigoria? And the chemist said, I beg your pardon? He said, I'm looking for a package of them old tablets, you know, the Vigoria. You know, the lads for the, you know, the lads for the lad, you know, the Vigoria. Oh, he said, you mean Viagra. Hey, so you give us a bag of them. He says, this is a new product on the market. He says, do you have a prescription?
That's all. He had plenty of money, haven't he?
Well, he says, you're obviously a man, he says, of older years. He says, I couldn't give you this product. He says, this could kill you. It's a new product. It's very volatile, highly potent, and it could kill you.
It'd be a great way to go.
He was determined to get these tablets, you see. So the chemist kind of figured to himself, you know, the man has a sense of humour, and fair play, I'll give him one. He decided to give him a little loose Viagra. Because they don't sell them loose. They come in little packets of 4. So... No, some of the lads were telling me about... Seriously, they were. So he gave him one loose Viagra. My uncle looked at
him. I don't like the look of it. That's a terrible shape. I'll get caught in my throat. With a stiff neck. No, I won't. I won't.
No, seriously, you can. You know when your throat, when you get something caught in your throat, your neck goes... I think you're making up your own jokes here tonight, aren't you?
He says, I want it mashed up. Powder it down and crush it.
So the chemist took it back and he powdered it down and he crushed it and he handed it to him on a spoon, just like a Beecham's powder. And he said, there you are. And the uncle got the spoon and he emptied it on the back of his hand and he goes like that. The chemist says, why did you do that?
He said, at my age, it's all in your head.
By the way, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And we're getting into the end parts of the radio obituaries and the end parts of tonight's episode. But it's not done yet. Hang on. The penultimate radio obituary is for Vivian Perlis, the American musicologist and founder of the former director of Yale University's Oral History of American Music, also a harpist. She just passed away at 91. She didn't have a whole lot of recordings to her credit. She had some production credits and liner note credits, things like that. But she did play harp on one recording that I was unable to find and spent a whole lot of time attempting to find it. But I didn't. So we're going to do something that didn't come out on an original it wasn't originally released on a production of hers, but it came out on a compilation that she had credit on. So she's going to get it for this. But she played harp on Charles Ives' Old Songs Deranged from 1974, which I could not locate today. So instead, you're going to get this Bubbles in the Think Tank favorite, I do believe. It's only been played a couple of times, but you all go nuts every time, so I'm going to call it a favorite right away. It's all part of the penultimate radio obituary for Vivian Perlis right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Ultimate radio obituary is for Aaron Rosand, the American violinist, studied at the Chicago Musical College with Ephraim Zimbalist. He helped spearhead the romantic revival in music back in the 1960s. And in 2009, he sold his violin that he had purchased in 1957 for around $10 million, which was believed to be the highest priced ever paid for a violin. Aaron Razan just passed away at 92. It's the ultimate radio obituary. And if you can imagine, two Moondogs in 2 weeks. That's what we're doing tonight in the ultimate radio obituary for Aaron Razan right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Machines were mice and men were lions once upon a time, but now that it's the opposite, it's twice upon a time.
And that nearly wraps up tonight's Ultimate Radio Obituary for Aaron Razan, and nearly wraps up tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank. Just the one final tune to go out on, then we're going to hand you over to the WMFO Freeform Automatron, who's going to take very good care of you until the next DJ arrives. It's What She Does. We'll be back here next week for more with more silliness for your stick shaking action freeforminess. You know, the stuff that we do for you, the listener. Of course, you'll want to hang out with us all week long over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, where you can make me laugh. Maybe I'll make you laugh. Who knows? Somebody's got to be laughing over there, right? Right. But I do hope you stay tuned all week long to WMFO to listen to all of the community members who are still going to town, even during the summer months. And back here next week, all week long online at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. We'll see you next week right here on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the Ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Jonathan.
Yeah?
We want to know something.
Okay.
Well, have you ever been to Bermuda?
Yes.
My band once played down there. What did you like about Bermuda?
Well, there was something in the air
that kept soothing me and calming me down, making me feel better all around. Well, it's quiet that far out at sea. Bermuda's about 600 miles east of South Carolina. That's why I say so far. Well, down in Bermuda. Down in Bermuda. It turned me all around. It turned me upside down. In Bermuda. Ding, ding, boom, boom, boom. Well, down in Bermuda, I saw how stiff I was, and I changed it. Just, Jonathan, when you say how stiff you were, what exactly are you talking about? I'll explain to you. Don't go away.
Well, you see, back then,
I was in this band. We were playing this kind of stuff there back in about 1973. We were in Bermuda, and we had this job at the hotel called the Hotel Inverurie out there. We were playing stuff like this, you know. Well, she cracked, and I'm sad that I won. Lord, she cracked, I'm hurt, you're right. Well, she cracked, I won. She did things that I don't. She eats shit, eat creeps, get stoned. I stay alone, eat health food at home. Nothing snotty about that song, is there? No. And she cracked, I'm sad, I won. Well, so we were doing stuff like that. And we were okay, but like we had, you know, all kinds of Fender stuff. We were going like, and we were like playing all kind of like trip hammers. And we were going like ding, 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 you know, like that. And the audience is going, oh, that's very nice and stuff. Yeah. You know, we were kind of serious and everything. We had a fair amount of equipment for a group back then and everything. We were just going, you know, this is pretty important and everything. We were out there, yeah. Well, yeah, we're knocking them dead. Well, the trouble was, the people who were really knocking them dead were these 40-year-old guys. Back then, I never knew that I would someday be 40. Back then, that was older. Hey, they're 40-year-old guys. Well, I'm going to have to change it to 50-year-olds, see, because... So, in other words, there were people there as old as me. So, and they were the Bermuda strollers, and they all had sunglasses, so you couldn't tell when one guy was lazy and just wanted to lay off that day, would call up someone else. You know, they'd be the Bermuda strollers that day, so they all had sunglasses, so you couldn't tell who they were. But anyway, so we were doing that kind of stuff. The Bermuda strollers had big guitars like this and everything like that. And they were playing more stuff like this type of material, you know. All the college kids loved them. And they were going, bang, bang, Lulu. Lulu ran away. Lulu had to go bang, bang. That's why she ran away. Lulu had a boyfriend. Name was Tommy Tucker. Took him out to his house to see if he could bang, bang, Lulu. Lulu ran away. See, it still works. It was good that it still works. Lulu had to go bang, bang. That's why she ran away. And the guitar had this great fat sound. Kind of like this, you know. And it wasn't just him. The bass player was great, too. He was this old guy. Old guy? Sure, he was almost 40 years old. Hell. And he was in a windbreaker and everything like that. And then, you know, and he was just there, look, and then he was just going, you know, like, well, the lead guitar guy, or their only guitar guy, was going like a... Bass man's just going... and making it sound way bad. It's boom, and boom. And he's great. And he's just not moving. He's just kind of like chewing gum or something, just kind of, you know... He was like the Bill Wyman of the Caribbean, you know, he's out there. Just... And I'm watching this and I'm going, oh, we really are stiff. These guys really are looser than us, I'm thinking to myself. This is what I'm thinking. Oh. After that trip to Bermuda, you know, that band never got along as well after that. That was really the beginning of the end for us. It's true. Because I started getting way into that kind of stuff, you know. Started buying Calypso records and things. Ooh. See, it's catchy. You got to admit, it's catchy. So that's what I mean when I say how stiff I was. Okay, now we get it. Now you can get back to your song, Jonathan. Okay, thanks, man. Jonathan, Jonathan. Yeah, what? We want to know something. Yes. Well, did you wander around Bermuda? In fact, I did. Thank you for asking. I wandered all around, and the flowers in Bermuda, oh, the flowers, well, they almost knocked you down. Why? Because they smelled so strong, you know? Oh, yeah. And it was springtime when we were down there, too. Oh, yes. Little petals all around. Down in Bermuda, down in Bermuda, it turned me all around, it turned me upside down, in Bermuda, ding ding. All down in Bermuda, I realized how stiff I was. I changed it just because. In Bermuda, Jonathan, Jonathan. Yeah, what do you want? We want to know something.
Live outside the home of Joe and Rosie Goddard, where a pretty big tickle fight broke out just minutes ago. Sources say their father instigated the laughter. Let's go inside for a comment. Apparently, they have no comment. Dads, let this be a reminder that it only takes a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
found myself on the floor wondering what to do. Draw a blank face and stare on the wall as the sky turns blue. It's not so easy to give up, but it's so damn tempting to.
Just to say goodnight. Hey, this is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursdays from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of freeform music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
I love it so much.
We'll be right back. in the carpet. There's lines that won't cross my skin. Hell, I'm tearing up another, 'cause I don't know where I've been. All my hopes, they were shattered, 'cause you sold me out again. Well, I'm bringing up another. It's too lonely where I've been. Don't let them shake you down. Border, all my love is paper thin. Hell, the love's it's in the corner, but it's coming up again. Well, the signs are pointing nowhere, and they shake just like the wind. Well, the fire's getting bigger, there's burns that mark my skin. Don't let them shake you down. Shake it down. All my blinds let the sun in, and my door's breaking free. Hell, the light, it's not the problem, it's the darkness surrounding me. Well, there's rubble in the kitchen, there's a garden in the hall. Well, I fall down where you left me, 'cause the devil's in my walls. Don't let them shake you down. Don't let them shake you down.
To the radio.
Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO, Medford.